Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Mary Pruitt. P-R-U-E-T-T. Address is 578 Kings Canyon Way, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-966-7958. ID is XXXXXX-3060. This is an 81-year-old. I'm sorry, her birthday is 1/13/1940. This is an 81-year-old retired woman, insurance Blue Cross Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Costco-Chico. It is addressed to Dr. Randall S. Williams, M.D., Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline-cognitive impairment. Dear Dr. Williams, Mary Pruitt was seen initially on September 28, 2021, with reevaluation follow-up. On November 30th, 2021, new paragraph, her original transcription was lost by the transcription company, requiring this second report. New paragraph, as you may remember, she was previously seen by a neurologist in Yuba City, initiated on donazepil at low dosages for cognitive decline. New paragraph. She showed obvious findings of cognitive impairment and completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires. Reporting some dyspnea, but no fatigue. There was some reduction in her cognitive affect. In her positive affect and sense of well-being, new paragraph. Her cognitive function showed moderate to severe impairment with difficulty with financial calculations and documents, reading complex instructions, novel learning, word recollection, multitasking, recollection of new information, task maintenance, personal recognition, clarity of thinking, thought formation, cognitive speed processing, attention, but not a particularly any difficulty with concentration, simple tasks, simple decision making, or task planning. New paragraph. She reported moderate levels of anxiety. with only some slight symptoms of depression. There was no reported emotional and behavioral discontrol. New paragraph, her ability to participate in social roles and activities showed moderate impairment. And times some more severe impairment, unable to do community activities, accomplishing as much work as wanting or expecting, meeting other needs, others' needs, showing moderate levels of limitation, new paragraph. She showed little dissatisfaction with her social roles and activities, but she is somewhat bothered in her regular family activities by limitation and slightly disappointed in her ability to perform daily routines. Her overall satisfaction was moderately reduced. She described no significant upper extremity motor dysfunction other than ability to use a touch tone phone, trim her fingernails, cut her toenails, or opening in medication containers. She described little lower extremity dysfunction other than inability to go for a walk at least 15 minutes. Taking a 20-minute brisk walk with difficulty on slippery surfaces, climbing stairs without a handrail, new paragraph. She reported no sense of self-stigmatization, new paragraph. Neuroquantitative brain 3D MR imaging was accomplished at Open Systems Imaging on November 24th and showed significant hippocampal volume atrophy, more than 2 standard deviations compared to age-matched controls, with an overall decrease in cortical volume diffusely, focally to the occipital and temporal lobes bilaterally, as well as the right parietal lobe, with stable ventricular prominence, preserved intracranial flow voids, normal orbits and paranasal sinus and sinuses. New paragraph, white matter changes attributable to sequelae of microangiopathic disease were present, including the pons. New paragraph, we have not at this point accomplished additional laboratory studies which will be requested. New paragraph. At her last appointment, I initiated memantine, 5 milligrams to take twice a day. New paragraph, there has been possibly some improvement in her cognitive processing based on our discussions today. New paragraph, in consideration for further treatment, I'm increasing her donepezil to 10 milligrams, and I will see her for reevaluation in 6 weeks, considering further adjustments of the dementia medications. New paragraph. Unfortunately, Mary has the clinical and behavioral manifestations of advanced Alzheimer's disease, including, by her husband's report, sundowning, and arousals at night with confusion. New paragraph. There have been adjustments in their interactions to minimize her clinical symptoms, which seem to be partially successful. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when I see her in a few weeks, following this recent readjustment in her regimen for her treatment. New paragraph. She does use mirtazapine at bedtime when she has great difficulty in falling asleep, not covered by Lunesta, which is really quite effective. New paragraph, I've indicated to her husband that if she wakens at night and can't go back to sleep, she can take a second Lunesta, which would be acceptable. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns and sign respectfully with my professional signature.